The Democratic National Convention opens this evening in Charlotte, North Carolina. Michelle Obama is the keynote speaker tonight, giving a review of the president's accomplishments over the past 4 years. And there are protests in Charlotte as well. The demonstrations got underway over the weekend with a march on what protesters call Wall Street South, where major banks have their headquarters. Today, protesters demanding freedom for Bradley Manning blocked an intersection near the Democratic National Convention for about 2 hours, attracting hundreds of police officers and the tensest moment yet outside either political convention. Two people were arrested. Demonstrators got into shouting matches with delegates, and their standoff blocked a route used by delegate buses. Still, no violence or significant damage occurred, even after the protesters were eventually allowed to march into the heart of Charlotte's central business district. Medea Benjamin, co-founder of Code Pink, is in Charlotte for the convention protests, which she says are focused on a variety of issues.
One of them is around the big banks, because this is considered Wall Street South, the headquarters of Bank of America, and Wells Fargo is here. And so we have had a message of bust up the big banks. And then we also have the message of get money out of politics. And we've been going around from fundraiser to fundraiser dressed up in corporate logos. There have been many functions happening at the NASCAR Museum here. And we've been outside of there saying that the politicians should be just like the NASCAR drivers and wear their corporate logos. And then our other message has been to end the wars and stop the drone strikes. So those are our three main messages.
What's the turnout like? The Republican National Convention, I'm sure weather had something to do with it, but the turnout was much less than expected. What are you seeing at the DNC?
The turnout is low. It's under 1,000 people for the big March on Wall Street South March. Today there was a march for Bradley Manning. It was spirited and had a couple hundred people, but those have been the largest marches. So I think many people are surprised at the low turnout. There are certainly more police than protesters, both in Tampa and in Charlotte. And I think some of the surprise comes from the fact that people thought that with the Occupy movement, that a lot of folks would be coming in from all over the country to converge on these two conventions, but it really hasn't been the case.
Do you think that people felt intimidated by the police response to Occupy Wall Street demonstrations and perhaps have stayed away because of that, especially considering the amount of money that went into police preparedness for these two conventions?
I think you're totally right. I know from my time in New York City, the police have been brutal and arrested people for all kinds of things, including just standing on the sidewalk. And that is very intimidating to people. And then to know that each city spent $50 million to organize against us, it is intimidating. And it was especially intimidating in Tampa to see the huge numbers of police out on the streets and the helicopters circling overhead. But just like in Tampa here, there are so many areas of the city that are fenced off or barriers of concrete you can't get near. And then at the protests like the Bradley Manning one today, surrounded by police. So it is intimidating. But I think there are other factors in play as well. People are hit by this economic crisis, and to come make their way to Charlotte or Tampa, not knowing where you're going to sleep, not knowing how you're going to feed yourself, that's tough for people to do. And, of course, anybody who's got a job wants to hang on to it. So I think the financial crisis has a lot to do with the low numbers as well. And then I would say disenchantment with trying to affect the two-party system, and that so many people are putting their efforts into local issues where they feel they can be more effective, whether it's things like home foreclosures and trying to save an individual's home or trying to save the services in people's communities. Many people that I have talked to said, look, I don't think we can affect the system on the large scale, but we can affect things locally.
What do you see as being the difference between the RNC and the DNC? You have several issues that are specific to the Obama administration. Do you see this as being an either-or situation, or is everybody up for criticism?
Most of the protesters are against the two-party system itself and are criticizing both of the parties for the huge amounts of money that is flowing into this campaign cycle and fault both of the parties for the wars. Today I mentioned the march with Free Bradley Manning. I think that's aimed at the Obama administration, but certainly we recognize that the Republicans would be no better on that issue. But then there was a Planned Parenthood rally today, and that was really thanking the Obama administration and the Democrats for their emphasis on women's reproductive rights and equality. And most of the people at that rally were pro-Obama, pro-Democrat. But at the same time, the Bradley Manning rally was happening around the corner, and those were more of the occupied people that were against both of the parties. So you have different protests that attract different people.
What will be happening for the rest of the week? I know tomorrow there's a demonstration at the AIPAC lunch and more at the Bank of America. And then on Thursday, there's the main event with President Obama and his acceptance speech. So what plans do you have in the works now?
We keep going to a lot of the different fundraisers. Today we stopped at a fundraiser that had representatives and sponsors from the pharmaceutical industry, as well as from the nuclear energy industry and the weapons industries. There were some folks that got arrested inside of that event, and we plan to have more of those protests outside of the corporate lobbyists throughout the next couple of days. You mentioned the AIPAC event. There we'll be focusing on two issues, the need for human rights for the Palestinians, but also on the issue that we don't want another war with Iran. And then the large rally that's going to happen on Thursday when Obama gives his speech at the stadium, there will be people outside and hopefully some inside as well that will be there with various messages, including end the war in Afghanistan and stop the lethal drone strikes that have been killing so many innocent people. And Andrea, I just want to also say that we've been going to the caucus meetings. Today there was a meeting with the Women's Caucus, the Progressive Caucus. We've been talking to our friends in Congress like Keith Ellison, Maxine Waters, asking them to be more effective in organizing the progressives in Congress. And then we've been pushing the Congress people that we meet up with. We came across Nancy Pelosi twice today and started demanding that she stop talking about peace on the one hand and funding war on the other. So we get our message out wherever we can, whenever we can, and we've been at it from early in the morning to late at night, and we'll keep going until Thursday.
Medea Benjamin is co-founder of Code Pink.